Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Now, small and medium-sized enterprises, or SME, are getting more help to automate their businesses in the form of an automation starter pack of services, hardware and software launched by Schneider Electric recently.
Unveiled at the SME Go Automation Singapore 2019 event, the SME Jumpstart Automation Package will use augmented reality, that's AR, and a cloud-based monitoring to improve machine management and maintenance for SMEs and get them started on the automation journey. Well, we chat with Uvil Modi, Vice President for Singapore and Malaysia Industry Business at Schneider Electric. Well, tell us, what was the impetus for the SME Jumpstart Automation Pack?
Sure, Bernard. Thanks for having me here. There are two main reasons why we thought SMEs would be the right audience for this. The first and foremost is the competitive advantage that SMEs need, especially keeping in mind, unlike large organizations, they have resource constraints.
Mm.
And, you know, the competitive advantage for SMEs could be from multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
The first could be by making their products differentiated, could be also by making their cost structure more efficient, and especially, you know, for a country like Singapore, maybe even having better access to talent market.
Mm-hmm.
And so amazingly, the technology that we are talking about can help them meet all these things. And like I mentioned, unlike a large organization which has the luxury of deploying a task force to develop and deploy a product like this, this is off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So this was one main reason. The second reason is plain and simple for our country. Almost half of our GDP is contributed by SMEs.
Right.
And two-thirds of our workforce is employed with SMEs.
SMEs, yeah. Hmm.
What better way can be to make a difference than working with SMEs in Singapore?
Yeah. Briefly tell us how it works, though, the process of this particular Jumpstart automation pack. And also, not all SMEs are built the same. They work for all SMEs?
Yeah, very interesting question. And thanks for this question, Javi. So let me put it in perspective. So the EcoStruxure platform from which two apps are selected for this Jumpstart package is almost like an app store, okay, which is open platform.
Mm-hmm.
And the two apps that we have chosen, which is called AOA, or Augmented Operator Advisor,
okay,
and MA, which is called Machine Advisor. I'll try to keep it as non-technical as possible.
Sure.
But
AOA
it's almost like, you know, virtualizing your machine.
Right.
So let's say, for the sake of argument, you have a audio mixer here.
Sure.
And you would like to see how different parameters are doing. Instead of looking at a dashboard, all that you need to do is point and shoot with, let's say, an iPad.
Mm.
And it gives you all the vital parameters on live basis. If, let's say, a technician wants to see what has been the manual for this, they can click and look at it. Somebody can just be trained, so on and so forth. So this is how AOA works.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Machine Advisor works is it's by managing a fleet of machines. So again, using the example of your radio station, let's say if somebody wants to see on one single iPad how various audio mixers in various studios are doing, they can just look at it and compare.
So that saves a lot of time, obviously.
Yeah.
Manpower, labor hours, etc., running from studio to studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How accessible is a package to SMEs?
Its cost, how easy is it to use, to implement it as well?
Yeah, so again, thanks for this question. And just to give you some background, this is a technology which is, like you mentioned, is based on AR and even digitalization. And this has been available to some of the best known global corporations from Schneider Electric.
Mm-hmm.
When we were considering SMEs in Singapore, before we launched it last month, we actually had a survey with many of the SMEs, and more than 100 actually turned up on the day when we launched. And we realized from hearing from them that some of the top five concerns would sound like ROI, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Second is upskilling. Does it take too much for my people to be trained?
Mm.
And the third and very interesting question is legacy machines.
Mm. So what do I do with the old?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. You're going to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the solution is fairly simple. And I could say that depending upon the complexity of the shop floor, whether it's a 20 people organization or 200 people organization, the implementation of this solution could take maybe cost which is equivalent of 3 months of salary for a worker to at most maybe let's say about 6 to 9 months. Okay, it's as simple as that.
Sure.
We are not talking about a lot of investment.
Sure. Mm.
And in terms of ease of use, this is like I mentioned, it's an app. So it's a software. We have certified and trained partners. We have built an ecosystem here who can help implementing the solutions to SMEs.
Orville, is there an after sales service, so to speak? And how long do you hold the SMEs' hands thereafter?
Here is where I would also probably go back to the kind of ecosystem we are building. So like I mentioned, we are building the ecosystem through system integrators who are themselves SMEs in Singapore. So they have been trained about how to program for this, how to even handhold the SME who is using it. It's very easy to program if an SME wants to use it. But otherwise, the system integrators are well trained and certified to do it for system integrate for the SMEs. In terms of after sales, it's like a software which is going to be auto upgraded.
Yeah.
And as and when they probably want to implement it to newer machines, it's scalable. The partners can do it easily.
Sure. Well, Orville, you mentioned that this was launched in August, as about a month ago. Oh, what's the feedback so far generally?
Very interesting. Very interesting. And I should be humble in saying we have learned a lot from the response has been from people who are users of equipment or machines, who have shop floor which has a few machines, to even manufacturers of machines who say, wow, I can actually put this along with machine, and when I sell it to the market, my product is differentiated. So there has been response from this kind of people, and amazingly, an area where we did not realize there could be a lot of potential is even buildings. So imagine a school which has even something as simple as aircon machines, which has chillers and so on and so forth, or even a hospital, even they could just use it. Like you said, it saves so much of time in maintenance and gives you real-time data. So yes, humbling and very encouraging. Many educational institutions here also have connected with us about how can they integrate this in their curriculum to even sort of teach SMEs through whether it is Skills Future programs, so on and so forth.
So terribly busy, Orville, you have been, but happily so, I imagine.
Yes, happily so, happily so.
What are your hopes for the initiative though, and what would constitute success? 99% of companies here are SMEs.
Yes. I would probably put it as a wish by Schneider Electric. We truly wish that by doing this, we actually can democratize the whole digital world for SMEs. Today, they probably don't think twice before buying an accounting software or even an HR software. Can we do the same thing for digitalization? Can we make it that easy for them to buy it off the shelf, implement, and have the value proposition as clear in their mind that, yeah, this is a no-brainer. It makes so much sense. That's what we would like to achieve.
Okay. What future plans do you have for Schneider in this area?
We would like to be sort of a community builder in this area as far as Singapore is concerned. And what I mean by that is bringing together people, whether it's educational institutions, who can train more and more SMEs and even students in this technology, system integrators who can provide these solutions, and SMEs on a platform who can learn from each other, having a use case, saying, hey, I use this and it made so much of difference. And we would like Schneider Electric to be a host for that. Our own office here is like a technology hub, a Kallang Pulse building, and that's where we hosted our launch event. We would like to continue to play that role and probably do at least one event every 6 months.
Orville Modi, Vice President for Singapore and Malaysia Industry Business at Schneider Electric. We've been talking about at the SME Go Automation Singapore event, or at the SME Go Automation Singapore event, the launch of the SME Jumpstart Automation Package. Orville, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.